Life has taken the leader of Peoria-based rock band Tina Sparkle to some places she never thought she'd go.
I have spent more time in the South in the last 9 years than I thought I ever would.
That's Tina Sparkle leader and frontwoman Marcia Satterfield. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, November 20th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Starting today, Governor J.B. Pritzker's Tier 3 mitigations take effect in an effort to control the spread of COVID-19. Accordingly, several entities around Peoria are once again rethinking and adjusting the way they operate. Joe Deacon reports.
Peoria Riverfront Museum spokesperson Kathy Newmiller says they will turn to social media platforms during this closure for digital engagement and learning opportunities.
Our education team has just created on the Google Education platform a whole slew of educational opportunities. They've worked very closely with Peoria Public Schools to do so.
Peoria Park District Executive Director Emily Cahill says all parks and trails remain open, but the Riverplex and recreation centers will need to adjust. Open gyms are canceled, while dance classes will move to a virtual format.
We are doing our best to continue to serve our community at the highest levels possible while still really remaining diligent in our efforts to support the state's public health requirements and make sure that our patrons are safe and active and supported as we go through this difficult time.
Salons will only be allowed no more than 25 people or 25% of capacity, and everyone will be required to wear face coverings. Paula Hinton, owner of Five Senses Spa, Salon, and Barbershop, says she's already figured out a workable solution.
We had already adjusted our hours to open at 8 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. By extending those hours, it actually helps us distribute people on longer spans of hours instead of more condensed time frames.
Similarly, Relics owner Deb Opid says she is maintaining a 5-customer limit through the holidays. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 14,612 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 168 additional deaths. Currently, 201 area residents are hospitalized. And the Paradise Entertainment Complex is now closed under Tier 3 mitigations, including the casino, hotel, and restaurants. Employees will still be paid, but no reopening date is set. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The leader and frontwoman for the Peoria-based rock outfit, Tina Sparkle, says she feels fortunate to be married to someone who understands a musician's life and that she could be the muse for many a song. Marcia Satterfield tells John Norton the name of Tina Sparkle's first album in 9 years, Southern Hospitality, is a reference to the frequent visits she would make to her wife's hometown of Nashville.
I have spent more time in the South in the last 9 years than I thought I ever would.
How did you meet your wife?
She was on tour with a band called the Gracies who they would play with, I don't know if you know who Thelma and the Sleaze are. From Nashville. But yeah, it was total bands through bands through bands touring together, and we toured with these bands, and they stayed at our house one winter night after playing at the Red Barn and here in Peoria, and we had fun talking and eating Steak and Shake late at night, and it was very, very random.
Isn't that the best way?
It is. That's the only way, actually. You know, I think probably half of these songs were written before we even met. Like, some of them are pretty old, and we've been playing them a long time. There's probably a few that are maybe even before my grandma passed away, and when I was, you know, renting out her house before I bought it and trying to figure out how to afford things, and life was super crazy. There's usually a lot of angst in
Well, this is mostly an optimistic record from how I take it. I want to.
Yeah, which is actually the biggest change about it. The two full lengths before definitely just left you kind of bummed out, probably.
There's an interesting song called Hell Together on this. It hints at maybe a rough time as a child, and it also references your grandparents, which you just mentioned a minute ago. But ultimately, this seems to be about someone sharing that pain with someone or dousing that pain to be with someone.
Yeah, that's actually about my wife's family. She's been through a lot. I've never had to, I guess, work with someone else in that sense. You've got their baggage and you've got your own baggage, and you're really just trying to get through life and help each other and hold each other up and support, you know, even though you might not at all understand what they went through. Like a totally different family situation than my own. You know, ours is all popsicles and lollipops. And
how do the two of you handle that when it's that personal and it's that public?
I got lucky that she is, she's just really supportive. I don't really know. She's very much a prude, so that kind of stuff. I don't know how. I think she just kind of blushes and, you know, scoots back in the corner a little bit. And when we play these songs live, she knows that I got to get stuff out. And I don't know, somehow I found someone that's okay with it.
It's important to have that person if you're a musician, right?
Yeah, I've never had that before.
That's Marcia Satterfield of the Peoria-based trio Tina Sparkle talking with John Norton. The new album Southern Hospitality was released last Friday. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.